Welcome to the English Market in Cork. And I see a sign in front of me saying, Christmas orders taken. Turkeys, spiced beef, ham, geese, ducks, fresh or cooked. This is going to be a soundscape. Don't know what sounds we're going to run into, but I'm walking past the sound of cheese. And people queuing up for cheese here. Let me just have a look here. We've got Ard Rahan. We've got all sorts of other cheese there, but I haven't got time to stop and stare. Just try and pick you up a little bit. Let's go and hear the sound of fish. Oh my goodness, these people have moved. My God, there's a huge, wonderful stall here that seems to have moved out of the market. Yeah, this is the sound of fish. I'm just going to let you listen to the sound of Thai fish cake. How are you doing? I'm just having a look. Having a look. Have you had a good day? Huh? Oh, there's the book. Pat O'Connell, the fishmonger. I think I've got to take a photograph of this book because it's one of the books I'd like to someone to give me for Christmas. I'm just getting an old photograph now of this book here. There it is. Oh, I'll go down and have a word with the author himself. No, this is a huge salmon here. Well, the phone unfortunately conked out in the middle of the English market, so I'm back on the streets again now. Don't know if you can hear the rain falling and the wind blowing. This is the sound of
that was good, brilliant.
Street called Oliver Plunkett Street, which is in, if you're in Brighton, you would know this kind of area is a bit like the Lanes. The very centre of Cork is an island, and on the island are a whole load of crisscrossing streets that run at grid system to each other almost. A bit like Manhattan, really. I'm just hoping you can pick up a few of the local accents, if we could catch a few bits of conversations or shouting. It's pissing down now, really is. I'm getting very wet. It's too wet to be out there, so I'm going into a pub called the High Bee in the centre of Cork and see what this is like to go into.
So if we say five, you come in at normal time, about 8 o'clock.
Oh, there's no mobiles in this bar. Turn them off. Big sign up saying no mobiles in the bar. A pint of plain is your only man. Oh, I see a guy at the bar looking at a smartphone. Ah, but he's drinking pints of lager. I think lager guys are allowed to use smartphones in this bar. I don't think Guinness guys are allowed to drink from smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting by a coal fire. An old fireplace from the 1960s. Nothing tarted up in this place. There's a fire grate. Whatever you call the thing that protects the coal from leaping out and setting fire to the paper package that I bought in the to carry the knife I bought to give as a gift to my brother-in-law. It isn't all men here, by the way. I see about 12 women. And the two people behind the bar are women. There's a clock that says Murphy's Irish Stout. I don't like Murphy's. I only like Guinness. The man walks over to a table, takes off his leather jacket, he's wearing blue jeans, plonks his pint down on top of the chess table. The chess table is protected by some kind of a glass cover. It's inlaid. He raises his pint, tips it to the two men, and swallows. His glass says, Murphy's, mine says, Guinness. Brewhouse Series. The St. James Gate Brewery, Dublin. A man in a blue pullover bends down to squeeze under the door and makes his way to the loo outside. I don't mean outside in there, against the wall. They have an indoor loo in this place. I don't think they call it a lavatory. The mirror over the fireplace says 10 years old. There's a sketch here of Cecil B. DeMille. It's a letter from Donald McLean, executive assistant to Mr. DeMille. It says, Dear Mr. O'Donnell, Mr. DeMille has asked me to thank you for your letter of February the 29th and a very commendable pencil sketch of him, which we are returning herewith with his autograph as you requested. If you are a confirmed fan of DeMille pictures, you will certainly not want to miss the greatest show on earth when it comes to Cork. If it is true that no one on earth loved good, clean fun any more than the Irish, this picture will bring you as much as you have had in many a day. Yours sincerely, Donald McLean. Dated the 10th of March, 1952. It's on the wall. They'd kill me if I went around the wall. It's in this pub. I told you what else was on the wall, so I'm going to maintain a discreet position. Anyway, my pint is nearly gone. My battery's down to 7%. Sounds like Joseph Locke in the background. I've been writing a poem. I just have a go at reading it just for fun. 'Tis forever stormy round here, always spewing down piss spots that it drench an ass right to the bone. The flogging sky, the salty spray, no lighthouses distract us from this grief. 27 years, God's storm has served up wrecks for personality. The formality of bones stripped of ebony skins. Whatever sand was here before the empire left, strewn as litter on shale. Prosperity, thy hour has long since died. In exile, like the fruit of this prison tide. Prospero dreams on Robben Island. Miranda screams for freedom's hand. There's a spirit abroad that will not die. I suppose I shouldn't have read this out, actually, because I'm writing a poem for publication. Anyway, that's just the first draft. I'll hack it around, so it hasn't really been published anywhere. And it's only a little bit of a poem, so perhaps it won't disqualify me from entering it. I better go, though. Too much to do. Time to venture out into the bloody weather. Outside, the Ferris wheel is silent now. The wind warps my view. Oh yes, onto Washington Street and on to the Rivoli Hotel. There's danger around every corner, because you just never know when an umbrella will be swept out of somebody's hand, turned inside out like the woman in front of me, and then fly out of her hand and crash and hit me where my third eye lies. Oh yes, on we go. And I've only had one pint of Guinness, remember? This is the sound of cork. The wind. People are buffeted. To me, the woman's white hat matches her partner's head. Them out. If you know Cork, I'm passing the auctioneer's lettings. Joanna Ralston, the National Lottery. If wished, a fine drop of wine, it says there. Boston Bell, Guys and Dolls. Is a night for devils. Just to prove it's multicultural here, we got the Turkish kebab and pizza house on the other side that are offering free delivery. Liberty Grill stands out as a classy joint with its blue. Number 32, Washington Street. Oh, yes. The pub with Sky, called John. Oh, I can't think. I can read the fire exit, stay clear, it says. You never know what drama will happen any second, so if I leave the audiobook running, you just never know when I'll be mugged and beaten in the ground, and the police will be able to recover the evidence from the audiobook. Ever thought of that audiobook as a security device? Neither did I. Anyway, I'm wearing glasses which are on the one hand fogged and on the other hand speckled with water. So everything is refracted. Here we go. Another estate agent. Another solicitors. Another tax assist accountant. Ah, at last, a barber shop. A 4-star pizza joint. Thank goodness they're not calling this a 5-star pizza joint. I wonder what you get anywhere if you called yourself a 1-star pizza joint. You know, we specialize in giving you basic, down-to-earth pizzas, not half as good or half as expensive as the 5-star ones, but plenty of studge to fill you up so that you can drink more drink. Would that get you anywhere, would it? Oh, God. Here we have best solutions for your computer needs. My computer needs a good clean. Mailboxes, etc. Worldwide courier service. Design, printing, copying, virtual office solutions. I was only talking about the need for a virtual office person today. Oh, interesting. There's fine wines over there. Fine wines in lousy weather. Look at that. Fine wines for lousy weather. I'm an older person and I'm in need. For some, this is a place of life-saving equipment. A hot water bottle is shown here. Oh, think of that. Heineken, open your world. Yeah, sure. Open your world. That's like, if you drink plenty of Heineken, does your world open up or close down? They just, you know, feck acting with the words. Come on, Bridge. It's going to stop any second. I'm down to 1%, so I doubt very much that you're going to have to. Well, you don't have to put up with listening to this anyway. You probably turned off hours ago. The River Lee is swollen, flowing torrent-like around the island. And there across the road is that oasis. No, that was a bus. The oasis is a place called Cafe Paradiso. Easily the best, the most serious vegetarian restaurant I've ever been in my life. Serious chef in there called Dennis Cotter. If you don't know it and you're a vegetarian or a person who likes sometimes to eat vegetarian food, look him up on the internet. He has about 4 books and he's a top class guy, and it's a superb restaurant. Some would say the best in Cork City. It is the evening of the day. Hey, I sit and watch the river flow. I'm sorry, that didn't rhyme. My daughter would kill me by now. I'd never have gotten this much up. So much water falling on my iPhone. I better stop. Okay, guys. Thanks a million for being with me in Cork. And please don't play this to anybody else, because it's, you know, it feels kind of incriminating, doesn't it? Okay. Bye.